Smith Sabatino here. Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino. Carl, you and I have often talked, probably because we are approaching an age where we are considered older, elderly, depending on the courtesy that somebody wants to extend.
Yes.
And I know because you have, in your past, taken care of family who are aging, and so have I, both a mother and father. Although my mother died pretty young, my dad did live with us for quite a number of years, and it was a wonderful experience.
It is a... for many of our listeners, taking care of elderly... has become a part of their life, and there are these are my observations from the middle of the crowd as I do stand with you right there in the middle. And taking care of elderly there are certain things that you should just be aware of, and they're I call them the points to be noticed, the points to be noticed. And one of them is that when you're taking care of another person, to listen to what they have to say. Very, very important. And sometimes we, as we move on of our very busy lives, and we're younger, and you and I, we've all passed through that, we don't take enough time to listen. Listen to them. Make sure that you understand their medical history, and this is extremely important. Understand their medical history as well as they do. And if you don't have the medical information, make sure that you have it. Because you are going to be the one explaining, particularly when we get to the point where we're no longer capable of explaining everything, or we forget that you, as the caregiver, and you are considered at that point the caregiver, must understand how you explain their condition to the doctor and be very specific about it. This happened, and that happened, and this happened, and here's their blood history. And I keep telling people, another small point, keep your blood work. Keep it. From doctor to doctor, you have a right because you went in and got your blood work. No doctor can say to you that you cannot have that blood work. That is yours. Keep it and take it from doctor to doctor, specialist to specialist. And finally, a little compassion helps, but I know it's not easy. Do try to deal when you're dealing with elderly people. They're not going to be on your schedule. They're going to be on their schedule. And you must learn to work your schedule around theirs. You can't bring them into your home and expect them to work on your schedule, because that's not going to work. You've got to reaccommodate your lifestyle to accommodate them. Those are the three at the top of the list. There are many more. You must understand, if you get those right, living with elderly and taking care of them as a caregiver will be much easier.
Well, being elderly today and what it used to be, let's go back 70, maybe even 100 years.
Sure.
In those days, family took care of family.
Yes.
If you had a spinster aunt, an uncle who never married but needed care but was now elderly, that aunt and uncle moved in with you, and the family accommodated and helped.
And that's exactly what happened in my life.
Now, what things changed when the affluence in this country allowed us to build three-car garages. There's no longer any room for Aunt So-and-so up over the garage, or Uncle Harry stuck in an attic area. You know, not stuck, but I mean, a place to live and to sleep and to have some privacy. When that would happen, that generally happened after the 1920s.
But, you know, it requires now, as we're running out of time in this segment, it requires now a rethink, because there are 60 million of us, going on to be 65 million of us. And the time has come to at least pay attention to it, and remembering always that they are yours. They are yours.
Well, we must be family from my perspective, because if you don't... a part of you also perishes.
That's absolutely correct. And we continue on. Good thought, Roland. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We are back.
America Weekend. good time.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. When gasoline prices keep rising week after week, the trend ain't your friend. Lately, gasoline price has been trending in the opposite direction, leaving the average American motorist with found money. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Found money. The price for gasoline plunges toward $2.99 or lower. ABM recently found gas for under $3 in Virginia and South Carolina. Downside, the less fuel costs, the more cages will plug up the open road. All the stop and go considered, though, ain't it beautiful to see gas in the low threes and high twos? This dino juice drop, somewhat prematurely predicted by ABM, for now, the world is awash in found money. Let's ride. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Imagine being on the receiving end of one of these two statements. First, you performed below expectations on this project.
Or second, expectations weren't met on this project.
The second one doesn't make you defensive because it uses the passive voice, focusing on the project rather than the person. Most people do the opposite.
With the passive voice, you can offer criticism without sounding critical. They don't feel backed into a corner. They feel like you're on their side. You're not fixing the blame. You're trying to fix the problem with their help.
So when discussing anything negative, use your passive voice. Then you'll have a conversation instead of a confrontation. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.